John joins you now. Kat was a nurse at the Alfred who decided to change her life.
Yes.
Morning to you, Kat.
Morning, Livy.
Did things that Ronald say resonate with you, or did you actually have some sort of a turning point, given that you were at the Alfred as a nurse, right?
Yes, correct. I was a nurse there for my graduate year when I first came out of nursing, so it was my first year out. And I was not really settled in wanting to just stay in one place. So I went from the Alfred Hospital to the Royal Children's Hospital. I went to the Royal Women's Hospital and just worked in, I guess, different areas of nursing. And I loved it. I loved caring for people, but I never really felt that I could totally care for them how I wanted to care for them. Being a nurse, you run around and you kind of do all these tasks and activities that surface level care for people, but I just wanted to sit with people and find out what was going on inside of them. And with what Ronald was saying and what you were talking about before in terms of turning points, when I was nursing, I had chronic pain throughout my body and I didn't get why. I was going to shifts and, you know, night shift would really, I guess, flare up this chronic pain that I was feeling, and it was progressive over a space of 5 years. So I left traditional nursing and went and worked for a plastic surgery practice, really just wanting normality in terms of hours, thinking maybe that will change, maybe the chronic pain will go, and it didn't. And the turning point that I had was I went to walk down a set of stairs at the practice, and I didn't know how to get down. I actually didn't know how to put one foot in front of the other. And my boss said, "What are you doing? We got to get the next patient." And I just turned to him. I said, "Doc, I can't walk." And within a matter of weeks, well, the next day I was at a neurosurgeon's office. He was talking to me and my mum. I thought maybe he'd stick some needles in me, some naturopath, and, you know, here's some tablets. But 6 weeks later, I was in the operating theatre having brain surgery.
Oh, my God.
So that was a monster turning point for me.
There was a tumour.
No, it was a congenital condition that I had. My brain, funnily enough, was actually too big for my head. And it was squashing. There's this fluid that needs to run up and down your spine and into your brain to be able to mobilize correctly. And it was blocking all of that. And it was putting these benign tumors in my spine that were severing my nerves. And so it was turning me very slowly into a paraplegic. So that was my turning point. Big one.
How do you come back from that?
Wow. Well, I thought that was my rock bottom and it wasn't. You know, I thought that that was going to fix the chronic pain and it didn't. So after the surgery, I was packing my life full of medication and, you know, just drug after drug after drug, trying to alleviate this pain. And it didn't. And so the chronic pain turned into mental pain because every morning I'd wake up and going, oh my gosh, life is hard and I hate it. It would then, you know, my relationships became hard, work became hard, there was pain everywhere. So 12 months later, I was down and out, Libby. I didn't want to be here.
Do you have children? Do you have a partner?
No. Well, at that time, I've got no children. At that time, I had a partner. We're no longer together. That was another turning point. So I turned to my family and I just said, help me die or help me live because I don't know where I am. And that was really, I guess, another turning point in choosing to want to be here and choosing to live rather than exist. Hmm. And that was now the path that I'm walking. That was the start of the path that now I'm walking.
So in which direction did your family rebirth you?
Yes. Yeah, they did.
Because it does sound like a rebirth.
It was a massive rebirth. They actually sent me to a neurologist who's different to a neurosurgeon. So the neurologist, funnily enough, gave me a really big kick up my butt. And he said, at the time I was 23, he said, you're 23, living like you're in your 90s. He said, you need to fight for your life. You need to live like you're an Olympic athlete and wanting to win the race of life. You got to live every day. You got to train your body, train your mind, train your emotions and wake up your spirit. And I was just like, dude, I got no idea what you're talking about. And so I walked out of there almost annoyed at him because he put this power back in me that I never knew I had. I really didn't know I had this power. And so the minute I walked out, I thought, well, okay, I'm setting myself a one-year goal. By my birthday, which was in a year, I'm going to be pain-free. I'm going to manage my own pain. So I went off all medication, just stopped taking it because it was turning me loopy. and went off it all, started training my body, which then started making me feel more confident. I started feeling stronger in my body.
So what, running or?
I was running.
Gym?
Gym, doing weights. He just basically said I needed to retrain everything as though and make myself believe I was healthy, because I believed I was unable, disabled. I can't. I wasn't able to do anything. So he just basically said, train your body, your mind, your emotions, your spirit, that you are this able, healthy human being.
This is neuroplasticity, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, he actually asked me to read the book called The Brain That Changes Itself, and then there's another by Norman Doidge, I think, and then there's a book that goes on from that, The Brain's Way of Healing, which mm-hmm. is neuroplasticity.
Okay.
Yep. So
keep going.
Okay. So after I was training my body and feeling really good in my body, I guess the next part of me that started to open up was my emotion center. And, you know, there was a lot of emotions that I hadn't dealt with. I buried a lot of stuff. I repressed a lot of stuff from when I was a kid, from when I was in my adolescence. And I had to face that. So it was almost like, great, I've got my body strong. And the emotion center was like, okay, well, we got to deal with our stuff now. I'm like, ugh, okay. So I had to face a lot of stuff that I didn't want to face.
Like,
well, as a kid, I was abused as a child, and I had to face a lot of that. And then I had to face the knock-on effects that came off from that.
Yeah, because it's,
you know,
the community within that happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the emotion stuff, I had to deal with the fact that I didn't want to be with my partner that I'd been with for 6 years, that I thought I wanted to marry and I didn't. And I had to face that, you know, and just, I guess, face a lot of things that I'd done that I wasn't proud of, that I had to accept in myself. And that was a whole new level of emotional intelligence that started to birth, as you're talking about rebirth, started to rebirth out of me. And then so my belief system had to change, you know, that I am a good person, that I am worthy, that I am deserving, that I can live the life that I want. I can, you know, be who I want to be. I can, you know, whatever dreams that I've got, I can go after them. And so by changing my belief systems, I looked at the job that I was working and I was like, I don't want to be here. So that then led me into a lot of self-reflection. I went into meditation, did a lot of alternative medicine, and kept walking the self-empowerment path.
Wow. And so you did courses in?
Yes. So one of the courses I did was a chakra empowerment course. I was a participant of it. And basically it ripped apart all my old energy that was in me that was dense, stuck, blocked, icky, yucky, gross, and basically ripped that apart, pulled it out of me. It was always like, almost like having surgery on my energy.
Really?
Yep. Yep. That's the course that changed my life. That was another turning point, I should say.
Well, we need to talk more about this. Will you come back and join us after the 11 o'clock news? We've got lots of things going on after 11. It'll be like a little, your own little entertainment show if you stay with me.
Okay, I can stay.
And then we can keep talking about it. Perhaps you could lead our meditation.
Love to.
We can talk about it just before then. That would be lovely. But I do need to know whether or not this rebirthing is consistent. Do you feel strong to be able to consistently hold this line of the new you, or do you ever fall back into the land of doubt?
I fall back. I absolutely fall back, because this consistent path, it enables you to reach new levels of yourself. And when I think you reach a new level of yourself, the old self comes in and starts to doubt and go, wow, this is, I don't know where this is. I don't know who you are.
You're making this up.
You're playing in a totally new field that we've never played in before, so how can you do that? You know, even like coming here today, if this was me a year ago, there's no way I'd feel okay and comfortable coming on radio, you know, but whatever I've done in the past 12 months has enabled me to go, yep, I'm worthy of being here. I'm worthy of speaking to you and sharing a message. So the doubts I had playing out a year ago aren't here, but there's going to be a new level of doubt that'll come when I reach a new level of self-awareness, self-love, self-consciousness.
Kat John is guiding our meditation this morning. She will be with you at around about 11:45 to 12:15. Stay with us and you can meet Kat.